1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
If I were to ask you to turn to the person next to you and try to explain the story of the Bible in a soundbite, could you do it? Are you that familiar with what we call the Bible? The sad truth is, it's not just non-Christians, but Christians often flunk Bible 101. Some people object to talking about the story of the Bible. They say it's okay to speak about the stories, but not the story. And when they say this, they rightly remind us of the diversity of the Bible, that it's not just one book, but a library of 66 books with at least 40 authors, including many different kinds of literature written over 1,600 years on 3 continents, in 3 languages, in many different cultures. And while all of this is true, it's also accurate to speak of the unity of the Bible and hence the story of the Bible. Sometimes we focus on the parts so much we miss its unity. It's one book, outlining one history, telling ultimately one story. It has an amazing unity because behind it stands a single divine author with a single unifying theme. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, Paul writes to Timothy these words, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Here Paul is urging Timothy to grow in his faith and in the Scriptures. He reminds Timothy that he's been acquainted with the Scriptures since his childhood. He says that the Scriptures are, quote, "able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Now there it is. That's it. That is the story and theme of the Bible in a sentence. The Bible is a salvation book. It's about God creating the world rebelling in sin, and God's redemptive plan to restore sinners. How? He does this in Christ Jesus. That is, through Christ's incarnation, his righteous life, and his atoning death on the cross, a death that was declared effective by his victorious resurrection. Scripture is full of Christ. Whenever we read it, we must look for him. Martin Luther called the Bible the cradle of Christ. The Old Testament points forward to his coming. The New Testament shouts that he is here. The Bible is God's own portrait of Christ offered to sinful people as their Redeemer, Savior. But how is this salvation in Christ received? Paul says it is, quote, "salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." In other words, the point is not just knowing about Christ or admiring him, but putting our trust in him alone to save us. As we expose ourselves to Christ in the Scriptures, we feel its impact. God will meet us there. By his Holy Spirit, he opens our eyes so we can receive his word and believe. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes from what is heard." John 20:31 says, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name." The word life here means salvation in his name. Salvation comes through faith in Christ Jesus. That's the story and theme of the Bible. You could say that the whole Bible is a gospel about the Redeemer who comes to overturn the curse, put away our sin, defeat our enemies, and bring a new creation. And remember, this redemptive story includes more than just our forgiveness of sins. It includes the whole sweep of God's purpose to restore humanity and creation. It's a total plan conceived in eternity past, achieved in time, worked out in history, and it will be consummated at the return of Christ. Because of its amazing sweep, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 describes this as, quote, "so great a salvation." And it is. It is the story of stories. And the wonderful thing is that this is not only God's story, but by grace through faith in Christ, it can become your story. It can lift your story and transform it for his glory and your good. Do you know the story of the Bible? Do you really know it?
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of RTS Orlando.